on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And I am going to finish up with what I was saying about Uvalde and the chicken-livered police chief. Not only did he say that he deliberately left his radio behind so he could improve his shooting accuracy, which he never needed because he ran away. Not only did he say he was waiting for backup for more than an hour while these kids were still alive. He tried 26 keys, but the thing weighed 10 pounds. 10 pounds. Gallon of milk's 8 pounds. 10 pounds. Pick up a 10-pound sugar or potatoes. Stick it on your belt. Your pants will be down around your ankles. But the crowning achievement, he says, anyway, I was not the commanding officer. I assumed someone else was. That's what he said. But really, who else? Well, I forget his name. A guy, get him in front of a grand jury right now, and everybody else fire him. Breaking news, just late yesterday, there was another mass shooting. 3 dead, another one critically wounded, may die, and other victims in Smithburg, Maryland, at a machine plant. This is going to go on. There's one a day. There's averaging more than one a day. As long as you let AR-15s, which are military weapons, be bought by civilians, especially 18-year-old boys, have no judgment, they're irresponsible, many of them emotionally disturbed and mentally ill, I'll tell you what, you are going to get more mass shootings. Well, first of all, we have a caller. I'll go to the lines briefly, and then I want to get to a very, very important subject. Pizza Box Mike, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Pizza Box?
Yes, perfect timing to end this guy off. Now, before this murderous event at Uvalde, the chief of the school police there was elected to the city council. But after this event, this tragedy that they call it, even though it's unavoidable, they decided that they were going to cancel the city council meeting, but then behind closed doors with no public present, illegally, they swore the same chief onto the city council.
That's unbelievable, unbelievable. I don't know what's going on down there, but I can tell you 40% of their budget is going to the police, and it's not doing them any good. And Pizza Box Mike is a host of a great show on Saturdays, Thinking Outside the Pizza Box. You got to listen to the show, and Pizza Box, keep breaking stuff like that. It's very, very good. I want to turn now to Ukraine. This is an ominous event, and I'm not just talking about military, but it's what Vladimir Putin said in a speech just yesterday. He said, I am a modern Peter the Great. And he said that in Estonia, there is an area, it's like a mini, it's not a state within Estonia. Estonia borders Russia. It's called Narva. And that is rightfully Russian territory. Now, let me deconstruct that, because a lot of people are not necessarily going to have followed a lot of the history. Peter the Great was a czar, born around, I don't know, 1670, 75, died 50 years later, but he was the czar in the very early part of the 18th century, the 1700s. And he modernized Russia. He introduced customs from Europe, made everybody shave their beards and look more European at the time, dress like Europeans. He emulated Western civilization, not like Putin tried to destroy it. And Narva, and this is, you may say, come on, Matt, you're getting kind of in the weeds here, but I'll tell you what, Narva had been part of Sweden. Sweden, believe it or not, in the 1600s was a violent nation. They invaded Poland. They occupied what is now St. Petersburg in Russia. What happened was Peter the Great drove them out, drove the Swedes out, and he took over what's now part of Estonia, this Narva. It's on the border with Russia, 75 miles from St. Petersburg. Putin says he wants it all back. Well, let me, 75 miles is roughly the distance between Milwaukee and Madison. Okay? Now you think about that. Suppose Putin and the commies, St. Petersburg, were in Madison and we're in Milwaukee, and that's just St. Petersburg. The Russian border is just a few miles away. Well, Pushkin, I shouldn't say Pushkin, Putin, what he is saying is all this business about denazifying Ukraine, and I've spent time talking about that. The Russians are the Nazis. The Russian savage is fundamentally a Nazi. Back in 1940, Stalin, who murdered 20 million people himself, conspired with Hitler, and they formed a non-aggression pact to divide up Poland and Eastern Europe and went in and slaughtered people, including Jews. I'm talking about Russia. There is an anti-Semitic document, a forgery called the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. That is a Bible for anti-Semites. That was drafted by the Russian secret police, not the German secret police. The Ruskies are fundamentally Nazis in their culture. So when he said he was going in to Ukraine to denazify it, that's a joke. But the Nazi Russians are going into a peaceful Western European country. I shouldn't say Western European, it's in Eastern Europe, but it has Western values, to denazify it. Why don't they start by denazifying themselves? But it turns out that's all bull. This guy Putin has grandiose ideas. I am a modern Peter the Great. Some guys in France say, I'm a what, a modern Napoleon? You know, I want to conquer Britain and I want to conquer the rest of Europe. I mean, what are we, the only country in the world, the United States? No one here thinks he's a modern anything. We're just glad to be Americans and have the greatest country in the world. But here's the problem. Estonia is in NATO. And Estonia is a few miles. The border is with Russia. Russia is, you could stand on the Estonian border and step a foot over. You know, there's that place down in Arizona where Utah, Arizona, Colorado, I forget what else, all come together and you could step a foot in either direction. Well, that's with Estonia and Russia. And their second major city, St. Petersburg, is 75 miles from Narva, which is this province right on the border. He's essentially claiming, just the way Peter the Great drove the Swedes out of the area that's now St. Petersburg and Narva, we have St. Petersburg, I'm going to take Narva back. But it's NATO. Joe Biden said very strongly, he said, if you set foot on a square inch of NATO territory, we're going to respond with significant force. This guy is very, very dangerous. And I'll tell you what. They did have one great writer. Actually, they had several. The one I think is quite good is Pushkin. Pushkin. And of interest, Pushkin, believe it or not, was part African, which they don't admit. They're a racist country. That's why this WNBA star is in really significant peril over there. But Pushkin, their greatest writer, wrote Eugene Onegin. Tchaikovsky put it to an opera. That was the flower of their civilization. You know when that was? The end of the 1800s, so they haven't done jack in a long time. Pushkin has a line where he says, quote, he is a sick man in his troubled bed. Quote, he is a sick man in his troubled bed. That absolutely is Putin. He's a sick man in his troubled bed, and he is a guy who could trigger a war. We've got to stand tall with NATO. We've got to continue, and we've got to give Zelensky not just 50-mile missile systems, 300-mile missile systems. You can't have him with the Russian savage, the Russian animal, just pounding cities from outside until they're rubble killing everybody and then going and saying they occupy it. You cannot continue to do that. You cannot continue to have that. We should have given them airplanes earlier and better airplanes. We've got to give them shore to ship missiles. The Black Sea is international waters. Russia has blocked it off, blocking their grain shipments, stealing their grain shipments. They, believe this or not, have turned a Ukrainian meatpacking company into a morgue for dead Russian soldiers. And I'm not kidding. They're going to have to burn the damn thing down. You cannot possibly go back and process meat that had Russian cadavers in it. He is a rat-faced, genocidal sadist, Putin. But this very, very disturbing statement is grandiose. He does have cancer. He's accompanied by cancer doctors. He does have cancer. I don't want him committing suicide by cop on the way out, you know, saying, all right, well, I'm on the way out. I'm just going to launch and go out in a blaze of glory. So is the rest of it. No. There is indication through our intelligence services that the people that are needed to co-sign that and to do it would resist. But stay tuned. This is very serious over there. This guy is sick. He's flat out crazy. He's evil. We've got to continue to support Zelensky in Ukraine. We're going to a break. The lines are live. Don't hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.